And we have more animal news in our next story. It's about a composer who sought to figure out how and why music has such a hold on our emotions. He says he gained an insight by writing music, not for humans, but for monkeys. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
David Tai is a cellist who plays with the National Symphony Orchestra and even on occasion with the heavy metal band Metallica. And he's a composer. He's also been developing a theory to explain why music plays on human emotions. His theory is that music relates to the most primitive sounds we make and respond to, like laughter, heartbeats, or a mother's cooing.
When I thought I had all the pieces put into place, I figured any good theory is testable. So one of the ways to test it would be to see if I could write music that would be effective for a species other than human.
He wrote to Chuck Snowden, a psychology professor who managed a colony of monkeys called cotton-top tamarins at the University of Wisconsin. Snowden says he was happy to cooperate, and he sent Tai recordings he'd made in the lab.
That's an animal that's being threatened by a veterinarian, so he's very upset. He's coming out to the front of the cage as though to attack or show aggressiveness.
Snowden also sent a sound that, believe it or not, monkeys make when they're feeling mellow. That's a quick one. Again? With those samples and a few others as a starting point, David Tai composed music for monkeys.
Basically, I took those elements and patterned them the way we do normally with music. You repeat them and take them up a third, or, you know. It was using the same kind of compositional techniques that are often used in human music.
He played the compositions on his cello and then electronically boosted them up 3 octaves to a pitch that matched the monkeys' voices. Monkeys don't respond at all to music written for humans, but they did respond when they heard this composition written specifically for them. Chuck Snowden says people may not be calmed by this relatively fast tempo, but the monkeys in his lab certainly were.
This is a rhythm that approaches the resting heart rate of a tamarin and had this calming effect on them, even though the pum-pum-pum-pum in the background was maybe a bit faster than we would expect as humans for this music.
Compare that with the music that Tai wrote to see if he could agitate the monkeys, a la Metallica.
Monkeys reacted to this by increasing their movement. They moved faster through their environment and also showed an increase in a whole variety of behaviors that we have associated with anxiety.
Snowden and Tai report these findings in the journal Biology Letters, and they argue they aren't simply sounds that imitate monkey voices. They are actually music. Tai says they are written on a staff, played on a musical instrument, and they have rhythm and tonal structure. But is it really music?
I wouldn't say so, to be honest.
Josh McDermott studies music and the brain at New York University.
There's always this sort of issue of how you ought to define music.
And in this case, McDermott says it's impossible to say whether the monkeys are reacting to the musical elements that Tai has added to the recordings, or simply to the sounds that mimic monkey voices. And that's the nub of the issue. Tai is, after all, trying to understand the nature of music, what makes it tug at his heartstrings. It's a question so powerful, at first he was afraid even to ask it.
The paradox is that I distinctly remember thinking once that when they figure out why Puccini makes me cry, I hope I die the day before the news gets out. But the great news about this exploration into music is that it's actually more magical and wonderful once you realize how it works.
In fact, Tai is now hoping to use his insights to compose music that will appeal to other species and to trigger even deeper emotional reactions in us. Richard Harris, NPR News.
You can hear more monkey calls and the songs they inspired at the new npr.org.